Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, numbers do not lie. Unfortunately, liberals do lie, and oftentimes they lie about the numbers. And on today's show, we're going to run through some numbers for you that the Democratic Party, and specifically the far-left liberals of that party, would rather ignore or rather try in some outlandish manner to justify. Because I'm sure that if you have some liberal friends or you listen once in a while to the woke news media, you have heard we are living in one of the greatest economies. This economy is just doing wonderful. There's nothing we should be complaining about. It's a sign that things are getting better. The jobs numbers are soaring. The economy is robust. Everything is just going perfectly. Unfortunately for them, no matter which way they try to fudge the numbers still come out the same. And here are some of the numbers. I want you to remember that it wasn't that long ago that we heard there is no crisis on the border. This is all a Republican talking point. Crisis? What crisis? This is just a natural surge that happens every time, or right about this time of year, and everything's fine, everything's being taken care of, no crisis at all. Well, here's the numbers. In 2021, 2 million illegal aliens were confronted by Border Patrol. Not all of them got in, but 2 million times when you were going through 250,000, 230,000 a month. Record highs, folks, the likes of which we've never seen, but there's no crisis. Well, maybe it's true. Maybe there is no crisis because obviously this was intentional. You don't get up on a podium when you're running for president and say, should I win? You better make a run for the border because it's going to be open doors, which is basically what Joe Biden said, and then denied it and said, I never called for any such thing. Well, but the videotape proves otherwise, Joe. The videotape proves otherwise. 2 million, folks. 2 million. I want you to think about that for just a minute. And the vast majority of people were not COVID tested. Were not vaccinated. And didn't require vaccination or being tested before just being sent on their merry way. And the vast majority of them, regardless of what the liberal left will say, was not women clutching their 3-year-old daughter by their side. They were young, healthy men, the vast majority of them. So there's one thing that the liberals will fudge their numbers over. They'll say, well, you know, you're counting, yes, those are the numbers, but you have to understand that if you take them and turn them upside down and shuffle them around a little bit, that it's not so very different. No, there's no way to justify this, my friends. And with this comes another alarming statistic. The death rate from fentanyl has doubled. Doubled. It's up near 700,000. It's the number one cause of death in the United States of America. Not COVID. Fentanyl. Where do you think it's coming from? Where do you think all those extra deaths on fentanyl is coming from? Do you understand now that the price of fentanyl on the street has gone down to the point where people are doing more and more and more of it because it's more affordable? It's the only thing that's going down. You know, it's very funny. In the Biden administration, you can't find cat food. You can't find regular food. The price of hamburgers out of control. But boy, the drug prices are going down rapidly. There's no supply chain crisis when it comes to that. Remarkable, right? I wonder where that supply chain's coming from to drive the prices down so dramatically. And wait a minute, I thought that's not what drove prices down. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. There's enough to go around of everything you need. That doesn't drive prices down anyway. Well, funny, it drove the price of fentanyl down and allowed people to overdose and kill themselves in record numbers. Double. Double. But to the left, this isn't a problem. If you do see it, they're just going to say, well, that has nothing to do with the border. The border is secure. Isn't that what we're told? The border is secure? If the border is secure, how come 2 million people were confronted at the border? 2 million. Record numbers. Where's the fentanyl coming from? Where's all this extra demand for fentanyl? Where's it all coming from? I can't find cat food. I go to my stores, I can't find cat food. But you sure as hell can find fentanyl, and you can find it dirt cheap. So don't let them play that game with you, folks. The Democrats have totally failed to secure our borders. They have totally failed in their war on drugs and the drug cartels. And they have basically opened up the floodgates for fentanyl deaths in the United States of America. That's because they never one time took it seriously. To your average Democrat who lives across the street from you and puts the old Joe Biden placard on his mailbox, they think there are women and children coming across the border malnourished and in fear of their life, and only evil people would turn them away. That's what they think. That's what they think everybody is, because that's what they're told. That's what they're told. When in reality, the vast majority are young, healthy men, and a very good amount of them are drug runners. Now, of course, there are children and women, and there's a right way to enter this country. There's a right way to seek asylum. But the numbers don't show that that's the majority. The numbers don't show that at all. So unfortunately for the left, the numbers have gotten in the way of that argument. Now let's talk about the inflation numbers that came out today, shall we? Inflation is at 7.5%. Literally 0.5% above what even the doomsayers said it might be. The very worst prognostication for inflation rising by Wall Street doomsayers was like 7%. They've outdone themselves. They've literally outdone themselves. 7.5%. And I got news for the people who look at this number and say, well, that means on the average, things only went up about 7%. Yeah. But let's talk about the things that jumped way more than that, shall we? Gasoline, 43%. Heating oil, 44-45%. These are crucial things. You have to heat your house in the wintertime if you live where it's cold. 45% gasoline to put in your car and rising. And rising. Car breaks down, you need a new used car, you don't want to know. You don't want to know the percentage of increase in used car. Literally 60-80% in some areas. Used cars going for a premium price we've never, ever seen. Almost unaffordable. New cars, same thing. There are literally car lots calling people who bought cars from them asking if they can buy them back for literally more than you bought them for. Because they're running out of inventory and the prices are surging. We're starting to see a little bit of reduction in lumber prices, but for a while it was outrageous. If you got a splinter at Home Depot, it was $4. Food, to tell you, I'm sure you all go to the store, and I'm sure you all know what the food prices are. And on these other things, what you have to understand is you get nickeled and dimed to death. In other words, you may say, well, you know, I don't really notice when I'm buying this or buying that. Yeah, but it's a dime more. It's a quarter more. It's 30 cents more. And by the time you fill your cart for your family with everything that's a dime and 30 cents and 40 cents more, and then meat that's double the price, you've accumulated a great deal of inflation in that cart, haven't you? Your grocery bill is $30 more than it used to be. Filling your tank is $25 more than it used to be. Heating your house, almost 50% more than it used to be. Oh, but you got your minimum wage raise, so shut up and sit down. That extra dollar an hour, that should hold you over. You see, that's what they never tell you. That's the dirty little secret. Folks, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how much you make. It's how much things cost. If I could reduce everything in this country 50%, then I guess you could live on 50% of your wages, right? 60% of your wages, you'd be doing great. So it's not your hourly wage. What good does an hourly wage do you increasing it if with it comes along a percentage of increase in everything else that wipes out any gain you may have made? But yet the liberals and the Democrats will still say, don't forget who gave you your raise. Yeah, well, you did me no good. Let's talk about crime, shall we? In mostly blue states and blue-run states, crime is out of control. Crime is completely out of control. There are more people dead in the streets of Chicago than there was in Afghanistan. Same way with Baltimore, same way with New York, places in California, homeless camps that you can't believe. Drive down the roads there and all you see for miles and miles and miles and miles is tent cities. Tent cities. And what's the Biden administration's solution to this? Well, most of them are on drugs and we don't want them to do something rash, so we're going to hand out crack pipes and then lie about it, by the way. Now they're saying, no, we never said that. $30 million, we were going to hand out safety kits. Crack pipes weren't going to be in them. Well, what's going to be in them for $30 million? When Jen Psaki was asked, she said, well, hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer? You can't get COVID tests to people you promised. You can't get N95 masks to people you promised. But you're sure as hell going to hand out care packages to drug addicts that doesn't include the crack pipe, just a little bit of hand sanitizer and maybe a napkin or two, huh? That's $30 million? You're lying. You're lying to the American people. You were going to put a crack pipe in there. It's outrageous. It's outrageous how much they lie and get away with it because they either ignore the numbers or like Joe Biden did with his little whiteboard. I don't know if you all saw that when Joe Biden said, according to this chart, I've created more jobs than any president in history. And if you take a good look at this chart, you'll see Trump created less than any president in history. Well, here's what you did with that chart. You took the Donald Trump job numbers when the entire government closed everyone down and told them you cannot work. Remember that? You can't go to work. COVID is in the air. Yes, the big chain stores can be open, but not you. So what ends up happening? Tons of people were told to stay home. The government will feed you. We'll send you out your COVID relief money. Okay, well, that's why the jobs were lost. Was Trump the president during that time? Yeah. Yeah, he was. But what is it exactly that you're going to do? If you're locking down the country, then they can't go to work. Then, when you reopen the country and these people go back to their places of employment, you count them as jobs I created. Those aren't jobs you created. Those are jobs people returned to that were already there that you told them they couldn't go to. So once again, you lie about the numbers. The numbers do not add up. 73 police officers were intentionally, and I want to underline that word, intentionally murdered in the first year of the Biden administration. 73, that's more than one a week. That's more than one a week. And why do you think that might be? Because the cops are evil, the cops are racist, the cops will shoot you unless you shoot them first. You think that might have something to do with it? Cops are brutal. They're out to get you. That was their narrative. We're going to defund them. We're going to reimagine them. We're going to make them so afraid to pull their gun and defend themselves that you can shoot them. They'll be like ducks in a pond. They'll be damned if they do and damned if they don't. Well, if I pull out my gun and shoot this guy ahead of time, they're going to claim I murdered him because I'm a racist. If I don't, he's going to kill me. That's a great choice to have. What a great job, right? Isn't that a great job to have? 73, folks. 73. In 1 year. That's a real number. Now let's talk about some numbers that aren't real. COVID death numbers. I want you to remember, probably 8 months ago more, maybe over a year ago, when I was screaming at the top of my lungs, telling people these COVID death numbers are being greatly exaggerated because I have some personal experience with it. If you die with COVID in your system, but not because COVID killed you, you will still be labeled a COVID death. Well, all we heard from the left is that's outrageous conspiracy theory. These evil, horrible, terrible Republicans and conservatives just want you to go back to work and die. That's what they want you to do. They don't want to take care of you in a time of crisis. They just say, go back to work and die, loser, while people are dropping like flies around you. We'll take care of you. You stay home. Put your feet up on the sofa. Wear your mask, though. Watch television and wait for your check in the mail. Well, they lied. They lied. Because now we know that the CDC and the WHO have admitted that, yes, that was the protocol. And we always hear that exaggerated example. Do you mean to tell me that if I jumped out of an airplane and my chute didn't open and I crashed to the ground and died and I happened to have COVID in my system, even though I didn't have one single solitary symptom of it, you would list me as a COVID death? Well, I don't think that ever happened, but the short answer is, yes, they would have. Yes, they would have. So now these numbers that are staggering, and again, any amount of Americans that died is too many. But these numbers that staggered you and made you so fearful that you thought to yourself, my God, I dare not even go to the store. Going to the store is risking my life. Turned out to be almost cut in half, which is still bad. But then when you factor in, well, out of that half that died of COVID, how many were gravely ill anyway? How many had a lot of comorbidities? How many were very, very old? and the numbers start to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink. And yes, of course, there's exceptions to every rule. Of course, there were young people that died of it. Of course, there were healthy people that died of it. Like I said, there's exceptions to every rule. But the numbers change when you do that. And if you had broke down those deaths into those numbers, people would have said, well, this is not good. But I can assess my own risk based upon my age and my health. But that's not what you did. It's not what you did. As a matter of fact, you did the exact opposite. You lumped them all together, and you lumped them all together on purpose. And you locked people in their homes, and you told them that even if they went out to the supermarket, they better be quick about it and have a mask and stay 6 feet away from each other. And I actually saw older women running down supermarket aisles with a mask, frantically grabbing things and throwing it in the cart because, oh, I can't stay in here for more than 10 minutes. I might die. That's where we were at not that long ago. And then going home and washing everything that they bought with bleach before they brought it in the house. That's where we were at. And now the numbers are in. And what does the numbers show? The numbers show that lockdowns did absolutely no good. So when Donald Trump was saying maybe by Easter we'll be able to go back to a normal life, people were saying he's a killer. These lockdowns are the only way, and he wants to stop them. He wants to open up. He's going to kill people. Truth of the matter is, he was right. The lockdowns did no good. The numbers don't lie, folks. John Hopkins did the study. They have the numbers. The numbers are clear in black and white. And the percentage of difference is like 0.002 between lockdown and non-lockdown countries and states. It didn't do any good. So for the people who lost their jobs, for the people who lost their businesses, for the people whose mental health suffered. And yes, the suicide rate's sky high, by the way. Sky high. Depression at an all-time high. How many did that kill? How many did these lockdowns, these insane lockdowns that went on and on and on and on, how many did that kill? We're not going to know those numbers for quite a while. And if the Democrats have anything to say about it, we won't know them at all. Because they're going to shock you. Trump once said that the cure can't be worse than the disease. And the liberals knew that. And so they said, well, let's make sure that these numbers get fudged so the cure doesn't look worse than the disease. But it appears it's at least equal. If your lockdowns did no good, and now we are clearly told by the CDC and the WHO the masks don't do any good, then what was the lockdowns and the masks for? Oh, well, the science changed. Science did not change, folks. The virus is the virus. You were misled. And you were purposely misled. That's my theory, anyway. You're purposely misled. And I'll tell you why I think that's the truth. Because there were virologists and doctors and people who were very, very qualified to speak out on this from the very beginning in April of 2020 and even late March of 2020 saying, I don't know what this whole mask thing is about. That don't work. And you know what their reward was for coming forward with their expertise and saying, excuse me, I'm an expert on this and the particles are too small. They won't be blocked by cloth masks. What was their reward? Shut them down. Take them off social media. Make sure they can't make a YouTube video. Silence them immediately. Why? Why didn't someone say, well, wait a minute. We don't seem to be in conjunction here. Some of you people are saying it works and some don't. Well, who ended up being right? And now when you watch the news, the Democrats have now decided we're going to take credit for this. And they're saying, due to our wonderful leadership, We are pleased to tell you that very soon you will not have to wear masks indoors anymore. You never did have to. You never did have to. Get of these people getting on their hands and knees and begging forgiveness to a country that they forced to wear masks and shut themselves away for 2 straight years. They're trying to take credit for bringing an end to it, bringing an end to something they created because there was no need for it to begin with. And qualified doctors and virologists saying, I don't know what you're doing this for. This doesn't make any sense. I could point you out not one, not two, not three, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of virologists who were saying the lockdowns will not work. If anything, it will prolong the disease, and the masks aren't going to work either. The truth of the matter is the death toll was high to begin with because no one was sure what the disease was. The numbers went down. As the numbers went down, the Democrats panicked. Instead of saying good, 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 they were saying, wait a minute, wait a minute. People aren't wearing their masks anymore. People aren't listening to us. But the numbers don't lie. And the numbers say masks don't work. And the numbers say lockdowns didn't work. And now the Democrats say, oh, well, we fixed it. That's why. You can thank us. We're the party that fixed this so you no longer have to wear your mask. Of course, unless you're a school child. If you're a school child, you do have to wear your mask. So 79-year-old grandma with diabetes and a heart condition can go into a donut shop and sit there for 2 hours and 45 minutes bullshitting with her neighbor with no mask on. And she's at less risk than a 6-year-old child attending school in a classroom? Please show me the medical science behind that. There's no medical science behind that. Oh, no, but we must have it. But I want you to understand that at the same time that these Democrats are saying, well, you don't have to wear masks indoors anymore. Well, that's good because nobody was. Was Stacey Abrams when she visited the school? Did everybody see that picture? There's Stacey Abrams, large as life, surrounded by a whole bunch of school children. All of them have their masks on. She doesn't have a mask. No need for her to mask. She's too important. Those rules don't apply to her. Same way with Gavin Newsom. Same way with Nancy Pelosi. Same way with Joe Biden. Same way with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They don't have to wear masks. Peasant. That's to show who has the ruling class and who's the peasants. You're the sneeches with the stars on your belly, or we're the stars on the belly, and you're the ones without the stars on your belly, right? We all saw that infamous Hollywood party that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attended where all of the celebrities and guests, they had no masks. Oh, but the servants did. All the people bringing them their food and their coffee, they sure were masked. But at the same time as they're saying this, folks, it's smoke and mirrors. Because while they're telling you, okay, you don't have to wear your mask, they're also telling you, but you do have to show a vax ID. Okay. And some places, you still have to do both. But for the most part, the mask mandates are being lifted, but the vax IDs are being doubled down on. Pretty soon, you're going to have to show a card to buy a loaf of bread. The Democrats get their way. So let's run through this very quickly. Let's run through these numbers because I think it's fascinating. The amount of illegals who have flooded the border, all-time high. No crisis at the border, you say? The numbers beg to differ. No real huge upswing in crime, you say? 73 police officers intentionally murdered in 1 year, breaking a record that's decades old. Worse than decades. Fentanyl deaths. Worse than decades. Double what they used to be. Suicide rate, sky high. Inflation, 7.5, worst in decades. So explain to me, please, how these numbers show that we're doing fantastic. I'd love for someone to tell me how we're doing fantastic. I want to meet the guy who's whistling, "I'm doing better than ever," pumping $4 gas in his car. And that's if you're lucky, because some places it's way higher than that. I want to hear the person who screams for joy, "Get the kids in the car, honey, we're going to dinner tonight. I just got the oil bill or the propane bill to heat the house, and it's half of what it used to be. We can afford a night out." No, you know what's happening? That guy's opening it up and saying, "I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I have to choose between keeping my house warm and keeping my kids fed." How would you like to be the husband or the wife of a police officer, knowing every single night when you say, "See you later, honey," and kiss them and go to work, you might not see them again? Because the crime rate is so high and it's open season on police officers. Now let's talk about the amount and the numbers of people who were released without bail, who were released back into the system. You're talking 20 times the numbers of people released without bail. You don't think that has anything to do with the crime rate? Nothing at all? And I want you to ask yourself a very, very easy question to answer. Do you honestly think that people who are at least educated enough to work their way into a political office or a district attorney or whoever they may be, they don't know the ramifications of what they're doing? You don't know the ramifications that if you keep printing money like it's water, that's going to cause inflation? You don't know if you shut down the economy and stop people from working and stop truck drivers from driving and everything else, that it's not going to create a shortage? You don't know that if you close down our pipelines and let other countries open up their pipelines, that we aren't going to be beholden to that country for our fuel? You don't know that if you say, "Make a run for the border because you're all welcome when I'm president," that that's not going to cause flooding into this country of people, including people you would not want in your country? I want you to think of this country as your house. If a mother and daughter walked up the driveway to your house, could barely speak the language and said, "We're starving to death and we need shelter," I'm assuming you would give them something to eat and some shelter and try to help them the best way you could. But you wouldn't put a sign in your driveway saying, "Everybody's welcome. I don't care who you are." And then here come the drug addicts and the homeless people and the criminals who want to see what you got in your house so they can steal it and everything else. Wouldn't you want to know who's coming in your house? Don't you want any idea of who might be coming into your house? Or are you just anybody's welcome? Country is your house. And I want to know who's coming into it. You know why I want to know who's coming into it? Because I don't want my sister or my girlfriend or my mother or my father or my anybody I know, my friends or anybody else, walking down a street one day and they're murdered or raped or mugged by someone who shouldn't have been here. And then we'll hear on the news, "Man was deported 17 times and had a history of violent crime, and somehow he worked his way through the system." Well, that's unacceptable. Go talk to border agents. They'll tell you, "This is ridiculous. I'm throwing my hands in the air. We're basically escorts for the cartel." The cartel's like, "Okay, well, we're going to take them to the border, and then you'll get them where they need to go, right?" "Yes, sir." "Okay, great. We might as well take a kickback." It's unbelievable. But they'll lie and tell you, oh, those numbers don't show that. Don't believe what you see. Well, I believe the numbers. And I believe we're in big trouble when it comes to the border in this country. We're in big trouble when it comes to the crime rate in this country. We're in big trouble when it comes to the inflation rate in this country. We're in big trouble when it comes to how many cops are being mowed down on a regular basis. We're in big trouble when it comes to the drug overdose deaths in this country and the depression and the suicide deaths in this country. And we're also in big trouble when it comes to you insisting that people need to wear masks or be show vax cards to move from point A to point B. I've heard people say, well, you could be asymptomatic. So if you're not vaxxed, you can give it to me. Well, but you have the vaccine, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, then. Oh, that doesn't mean I can't get it. Oh, it doesn't? No. Well, does it mean you can't give it to me? No. Okay, then why'd you get it? I got it because the government told me to. Oh, that's a good reason. And they assured me that if I do get COVID, I won't be serious. Well, that's a very good assurance to make since 99.9% of the people vaxxed or unvaxxed that get it, it won't be serious. That's the mortality rate. That's the number, folks. That's the number. That would be like me saying, flip a coin. And if you take this vaccine, I can almost guarantee you that that coin will not land on its edge and stand straight up. Well, no shit. Prove to me that the vaccine makes the cases of COVID, if you get it, lighter. There is no evidence of that. You want to be vaxxed? Fine. I don't have a problem with that. Especially if you're elderly, especially if you have comorbidities, or especially if you're just overly, if you have a job where you're around a zillion people and you say, well, it's better than nothing, even if it's a 1% chance that this shit works, it's better than nothing. Go for it. But if I'm feeling fine and I'm young and healthy and I have no comorbidities whatsoever, don't tell me that I have to have a vaccination so that I can go into a supermarket and buy the food I need to survive. Because the numbers do not show that. We are not plague rats, and we do not need to be treated as though we are plague rats. The assumption is, if you're not vaccinated, you're carrying COVID. Well, wait a minute. You could be vaccinated and carrying COVID. And if you're now saying the masks don't work so you don't need it, then okay. What's the big deal? None of this is adding up, folks. None of it. When they lift the mask mandates but say, but not for children, when children are the least likely to not only get it, but to suffer any major illness from it, then you're not protecting the most vulnerable. You're punishing the less vulnerable. Does not make sense. At all. So those are the numbers. Numbers don't lie. There's no justification for any of this. There's no justification for crime rate so bad you're scared to leave your house. There's no justification for 7.5% inflation, and then you're going to sit there and say, it's all COVID's fault. Well, you're the one who caused this COVID thing with lockdowns that we now know don't work. You need to take the blame for this. You need to come out and say, hey, man, we should have done this for 14 days or 21 days, and then that should have been it. We were all wrong. But when the majority of Republicans and conservatives started this campaign of, we think you're wrong, we think the masks don't work, we think the lockdowns don't work, we think it might be time to just, you know, be careful and go on with our lives, you called us conspiracy theorists, you called us crazy, you said we wish death on people, we were plague rats looking to infect people and die, and now you found out we're right. And what is your response when you find out you were wrong and we were right? Oh, we solved the pandemic. We're the party that solved the pandemic. No, you're the party that caused it. Your prolonging of these lockdowns, your prolonging of these mask mandates, your insistence on this vax nonsense has prolonged and prolonged and prolonged what should have long ago been taken care of. And now you're going to act like conquering heroes. Oh, isn't it marvelous news? My wonderful leadership has vanquished this horrible disease. And now we know science clearly shows the masks do not work. The science has changed. No, the science didn't change. Those particles are the same size they always were. That didn't change. Show me where it says the particle sizes have changed. You can't, because they haven't. Your mind has changed because your poll numbers are going down and down and down and down, and you're realizing if we still got people in masks by 2022, we couldn't win dog catcher in any state. So now you're panicking. And you're saying, we got to make it look like a big victory for us. Get the masks off them. We can always go back to it after we win. If we can win 2022 again, we'll just say, we were wrong, put the mask back on. I get where you're going with this. You can pull the mask over people's faces, but you can't pull the wool over their eyes. And people can clearly see what is going on here. When you have elected officials, no mask, not a worry in the world, smiles on their faces, and children 5 and 6 years old masked up so they can't barely breathe, and you have top people from the Board of Education say it's good to do this to children because it will teach them in the future, 5, 6 years down the road, it'll be normal. Ah. Well, you said the quiet part out loud. 5 or 6 years down the road, this will be normal. They'll think it's normal. It's not normal. And I'll tell you what else isn't normal. It's not normal to insist that a vaccine has no visible side effects when you've done no studies. You don't know that. There is no way you could possibly know it. Zantac was on the market for years and years and years, and then they found out it caused cancer. How many things have been recalled? Pesticides and everything else. Oh, that could cause horrible damage to you. You didn't know it at the time, did you? How long did it take? How long did it take Zantac to find out this is not good for you? So don't sit there with your sanctimonious bullshit and tell me that you can say with any certainty that the vaccine you're putting in people's arms will not cause them damage 5 years down the road. You have no way of knowing that. You're guessing. Now, again, I'm not anti-vax. But the percentages have to be there. If you say, look, I have diabetes and a heart condition and I'm 78 years old, if you catch COVID, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. So if that vaccine offers even 60% protection against COVID and maybe only 5 or 10% chance against a serious side effect at your age, I would recommend you probably take it. The odds say you'll catch COVID before these side effects catch up with you, if there is any. But if you're 8 years old, for the love of Jesus, you can't put a needle in a kid's arm saying, I don't know. By the time they're 14, they might be dead. I don't know. Crapshoot, but they won't get COVID. Well, that's not good enough. We have to hold the left to these numbers, folks. We have to hold them to the numbers. Because if we don't, they're just going to take credit for everything that goes right and blame COVID and Trump for everything that goes wrong. That's their plan. Always been their plan. And they're going to continue to do it. I want to take the last few minutes of the show to talk about the fact that Joe Biden has allowed Iran to go back to their nuclear research. This is just wonderful, isn't it? And what did we get for it again? What concessions were made by Iran again? Oh, none, you say? Well, that's interesting. So we just arbitrarily said, go ahead and start your nuclear program again. And if you build a bomb that can reach us, well, kick the can down the road. Somebody else will deal with it. What the hell is going on in this country? What the hell is going on in this country? We're opening up pipelines for Russia while closing our own. We're trying to get rid of our nuclear weapons and de-arming our military while we're telling Iran, go for it. You go, brother, you go. If you say anything good about this country, you're an insurrectionist. And if you say anything bad about China, you're banned. There needs to be some serious questions asked in this country, but we have to start by holding these liberals and Democrats to the numbers that are here. The numbers do not lie. They can't back away from them. And if they try to back away from them, you have to hold them responsible. 7.5% inflation, the worst in decades, is not acceptable. Now, I don't know what your particular situation is. You may be listening to my show from a brand new car, and you got a $150,000, $200,000 a year job, and you're saying to yourself, well, yeah, you know, it went up, but I'll be okay. But there are people who won't be. You see, the Democrats always lie, and they say, well, we're the party of the common person, who the really the lower income people, and we're trying to help them. No, you're not. Those are the ones you're killing. Bezos don't care what the price of gas is. He doesn't care what the price of heating oil is. He does not care what the price of hamburger is. But some lady with two kids and no husband who's working two jobs to make $500 a week, she cares. She cares a lot. And when a $1,000 heating bill comes in for filling up your tank once, how much good does that $15 an hour job do for her, huh? Well, it's $1,000 to fill up your oil barrel. And guess what, honey? You'll be lucky if it lasts a month or 40 days. And we'll be filling it up again for $1,000. And by the way, you got to pump that gas to go into your car, and that's up $30 every time you fill it up once a week. How much can she stretch the dollar? How much can she stretch the dollar when her children need food and her car needs insurance and she needs to pay her rent? And there are medical bills and there are school things that her children need. How much can she stretch? You know, the Biden administration is famous for saying, we're not going to tax only the wealthy. What do you think this is if not a tax? Every time you pay more at the pump, that's a tax. Every time your heating bill comes in, that's a tax. Every time your electric bill comes in and it's twice as much as it used to be, that's a tax. Every time you go to the store and your hamburger's double, technically it's a tax. And I'll tell you a talking point that's starting to bother me. It's the greedy corporations and companies. Your hamburger doesn't have to be this much. They're just taking advantage of it, and they're skyrocketing the prices so they can make big profit. That's a talking point of the left. They'll point and say, well, the profits for this particular company is up 8%. Okay, but inflation's up 7.5. So that same dollar that they made in 2019 does not stretch as far as the dollar in 2022. So therefore, the increase in their prices are only covering them and making them even. They're not rolling in the dough. They're not saying we increased our prices and now for every dollar. I heard a guy on the news today say, you know, he owned a bar. And he said, I used to sell wings for the Super Bowl. Big platter of wings, 65 wings, I think he said, or 50 wings for $65. This year, it's $99, and I'm still not making the profit margin I was when I was charging $65. It's just that I can't raise it anymore, nobody will buy it. But my profit margin, percentage-wise, was higher selling it at $65 2 years ago than it is selling it at $99 now. It's not the greedy corporations, folks. It's the Biden administration and their ridiculous spending that's out of control and printing money like it's going out of style. It's devalued our currency to the point where the dollar is worth nothing. Those numbers don't lie either, folks. How much is the dollar worth now? Not what it used to be. And there's the living proof. Some poor dude who owns a bar who's hoping to get some Super Bowl buys for his platters of wings is saying, 50 wings used to be $65. Now they come in and I have to charge $99, and they're complaining and saying, that's outrageous. At the same time, I'm taking less money. You may be giving me more money, but my percentage of profit is less. So the next time these liberals say greedy corporations, their profits are up 8%, well, and inflation 7.5. So it's a wash. They're not making any more money, folks. They're going to pass it on to you. What are you going to do? If you owned a store and you could sell a hamburger for $3 and make $1.50 profit, and all of a sudden your supplies doubled, you keep around selling it for $3, then you're making no profit. Zero. You're giving it away. So you raise it to $4 just to make a dollar. Well, before you were making $1.50. So you're worse off and you're charging more. Numbers don't lie. Take a good look around you and take a look at all of the things that are up by 25 cents, 50 cents, a dollar or more. Add them all up over the course of a week. Those numbers don't lie either. Nor do the numbers of Democrats who decided it's perfectly fine for me to go out in public and do whatever I want to do without any mask. And I can guarantee you nobody asked them for a vax card, whether they're vaxxed or not. I can guarantee you nobody did. Because they're special. If you're listening to me and you're vaccinated, good, fine. I'm glad you decided to exercise your freedom of choice. But you should no more have to present that vax card than you should have to present it to prove that you don't have tuberculosis, or that you don't have AIDS, or that you don't have herpes, or that you don't have any number of things. Why in the world does a restaurant have to know my medical status? What's it going to come down to? We need to see your cholesterol level before we'll give you this hamburger, because we don't want this hamburger to kill you. Well, you can't buy any smokes until we see an echocardiogram and make sure your lungs are okay. Well, what are you talking about? Once again, if you believe in the vaccine, I can't give you the disease then. And if I do, apparently it's not going to be any big deal. It's going to be like the common cold. Well, you can get a common cold from anybody. So if you believe the vaccine will stop you from getting COVID any worse than the common cold, why are you afraid of me? I think deep down inside it's because you know I'm probably being lied to about the vaccine. Well, you were being lied to about the numbers of deaths. You were being lied to that masks work. You were being lied to that the lockdowns would have an effect. Is there any reason you shouldn't think you're being lied to about the vaccine? Risk versus reward, folks. If you're in a high-risk situation, the reward of a vaccine is probably good. If you're not, I don't know. You know, Joe Rogan said the same thing, and then they put a hit out on him, right? The media put a hit out on him. Let's go find where he said the N-word, yeah, except he never said it. He said it when he was talking about other people who said it. Well, Joe Biden did too. I can present to you tapes where Joe Biden used the N-word. He was using it to say what a horrible thing it is. Well, so was Joe Rogan. You're not coming after Biden at all. Whoopi Goldberg basically says the Holocaust was not about race. And some golf announcer says women's basketball sucks and he's fired. I wouldn't watch women's basketball. It's boring. No, you're fired. You're insensitive. Whoopi Goldberg says the Holocaust is not about race and she gets a 2-week suspension. You see, it matters what letter is after your name. Dear R. D. You probably don't even have to show a vax card. You sure as hell don't have to wear a mask, apparently. Or you better follow every single rule in the book, my friend. And not raise your hand and ask a question either. You just do as you're told and be lucky you're even invited to the party, because we didn't want you here to begin with. That's the problem here, folks. Look it all up. Add it all up. See if any of these numbers I gave you, I beg you to see if any of these numbers I gave you are false. 2 million people confronted by the Border Patrol last year. 2 million. Inflation, 7.5%, worst in decades. 73 police officers intentionally murdered. Now, I'm not talking about killed in the line of duty by accident or anything else. I'm talking about murdered. Take a look at the crime rates, the soaring crime rates. Take a look at how many people, how many prisoners have been released from jail with no bail this year as opposed to years gone by. Take a look at those numbers. Take a look at the fentanyl death numbers. Take a look at the suicide numbers. Then take a hard look at the COVID numbers and then reduce them by the people who died with COVID instead of COVID. Take a look at the Johns Hopkins study and the numbers there that show that masks have no visible impact whatsoever and that lockdowns had such a minimal amount that it's almost not traceable. These are all stubborn things, folks. But numbers don't lie. Only the left do. And if you believe the lies,